With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Swiss investigators have identified, they think, the cause of that New Year's fire at a popular night spot in the Alps. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Beatrice Pilot, Valais Canton Attorney General, tells a news briefing, everything suggests the fire started from the sparkling candles or Bengal lights that were placed on the champagne bottles and brought too close to the ceiling. From there, a rapid, very rapid and general blaze occurred. Bonvin recounts, aided by colleagues who'd not been scheduled to work, rushed in to lend a hand. Eric Bonvin, the general director of the regional hospital in Sion that took in several dozen injured people, says those with severe burns face months of treatment, though most of the injured were teenagers and young adults. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal Bureau of Investigation says authorities disrupted a potential terrorist attack planned for New Year's Eve in Charlotte, North Carolina. 18-year-old man allegedly planned on using knives and hammers to attack people at random in a grocery store and across the street at a fast food restaurant. He's also had pledged his full support to ISIS. President Trump and Iranian officials exchanging dueling threats as widening economic protests swept across parts of that country. Here's Donna Warder.
As economic protests spread across parts of Iran, President Trump writes on his Truth Social platform that if Iran violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S., quote, will come to their rescue, end quote. Trump writes, we are locked and loaded and ready to go. At least seven people have been killed in violence surrounding the demonstrations.
Stocks mostly higher on Wall Street. This is SRN News. Well, the Bible gets a trigger warning at one British school.
The University of Sheffield has attached the red flags to portions of the scriptures that are being studied by students in classical literature classes. The trigger warning says that verses recounting Christ's crucifixion and Cain killing Abel, quote, depict graphic bodily injury and sexual violence. This has sparked outrage across England amongst Christians, clergymen, and theologians, many of whom point out the verses in question are not graphic, nor are they sexual. Michael Harrington reporting.
Commission organizing America's 250th birthday celebration wants to turn it into the country's biggest single for volunteering, but America Gives, the program unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that has recently waned. 28%, that's all. 28% of Americans say they volunteered time at a religious or secular organization last year. SRN News. Well, some well-known cartoon characters, and we're talking characters, just became part of public domain.
Betty Boop and Blondie headline this year's public domain editions as their 1930 debuts hit the 95-year copyright limit. Early Nancy Drew and Miss Marple novels also became public property, along with Faulkner's As I Lay Dying, and films including Animal Crackers and Cimarron. Bob Agner reporting.
Minnesota officials rushing to provide information to the Trump administration, sort of, about child care providers and parents receiving federal funds. Now, this follows allegations of widespread abuse and fraud. Minnesota's Department of Children, Youth, and Families until January 9th to verify recipients after funds were frozen due to fraud schemes at daycare centers. More details, srnnews.com.